Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest today is my dear sister, Chrissy Gonzalez. How are you, Chrissy?
I'm doing great.
Well, Chrissy just came back. She's in Puerto Rico, and she just finished her third Ironman in Kona, no?
Correct.
Which is an incredible accomplishment. Where did you finish? What age group? And what was this last? And then we'll go back and see how you got to where you are.
Well,
it was an incredible story.
I was very excited because as opposite to any other woman, I guess, around, especially in Puerto Rico, I was very excited to turn 55 and very proud of saying it because I was aging up to the age group of 55, 59, thinking that I would have better opportunities of placing better. I did Kona the year I was, actually the day I was turning 51. That was my first Kona. So I was in the age group of 50, 54. And I thought I had great expectations at 55, 59, but you know, these women that have been doing this world championships in my age group have been around for 25, 20 years. So they're very experienced and they remain injury free. So it's very hard to compete with people that have been at it for so long and are so good. So, but I'm very happy. It was my best Kona, and I placed seventh in my age group in the world. And you know, it's a difficult day because you know you wake up in the mornings and so many things can happen to you in a regular day. Imagine being out there swimming, biking, and running for 12 hours. So many things can go wrong, and just. It doesn't matter how much you train, there's so much at stake during the competition that can go wrong, especially with nutrition, or especially with the heat and cramping. And so it's a good thing to have a good day, and I did have a great day. I felt very strong.
The other thing is the mechanical problems of your bicycle. You've had some doozers over the years.
Correct.
I remember St. Croix. That was a half. No, that was
yes.
A half.
Yeah, yes, but. It's the toughest half in the world, St. Croix. I've had derailleurs broken. I've had flats where I had to DNF, did not finish because I could not put air in my tire after I changed it. But here in San Juan last year, I had two flats at the half, and the second time I flatted, I was 9 miles away out of San Juan, and I decided, you know what, I'm not going to change it because obviously I have something in my tire, because sometimes you catch stuff in the tire that keeps, you know, pinching the inner tube.
Right.
And so I just stopped every 2 miles, put air in the tire, and arrived in San Juan. And lucky enough for me, it was a hot day and it's a difficult running course. People start fading away, and I kept passing one at a time. I ended up winning. So that tells you that even if you have a flat or a mechanical issue and you have to stop, finish the race. A lot of people, you know, when their expectations are lowered and they have a mechanical issue, they retire. And
right.
And you know, that's very frustrating because you know you put all this time and all this training and I learned that day with two flats and putting air in my tires all the way into San Juan.
About how many times did you stop in those 9 miles?
Every 2 miles, so you know, I stopped
miles.
Three or four
yeah.
times
yeah.
to put
yeah.
air, and I got there with the flat and you know kind of wobbling into transition, and you know, but I wanted to run because that's such a beautiful run, and I knew that you know, outside of the walls of El Morro, it's a great opportunity for anybody to be able to run that that route. And and I just thought about the running. I didn't care about my position or where I was placing, and I wanted to finish because it was Puerto Rico, and I was proud of being in, it was our first Ironman in Puerto Rico. So, but that teaches you that, you know, even if you have mechanical issues, you keep racing because you know, DNFing is not in my book,
One of the things I went a couple of times to Clearwater. I went a couple of times to Lake Placid to see you. It's not a great spectator sport.
No.
You're there about 8 or 10 hours, and you get to see Chrissy whipping by, you know, about 30 seconds. And
you're better off following the computer. Yeah. Even my husband, who's there in a full Ironman, he calls people on the computer to let him know where I am. Yes, you know, the bike, well, the half.
What I was getting to, though, is that I always found it striking that, you know, besides the incredible shape that you're in when you finish, you walk away and as if nothing had happened there, you know, after those 12 hours or 11 hours or whatever it was. And then you don't seem to really pay much attention as to what your rank was in your finishing rank. Yeah. You know, you just, Joe and I are trying to, you know, see what it was and this and that, and you're very blasé. Yeah, you compete, you know, obviously you're very proud of, you know, reaching the particular level that you reach, but you're more self-motivated, that if you feel that you've done really well, you've done your best, you're satisfied with yourself.
Precisely,
right?
You're precisely right. You know, I people, you know, may not believe this, but I never wear a watch. I don't care the time. I wear my heart rate. My watch just tells me my heart rate, so I don't bunk, because I train by heart rate and I follow it by heart just so I can finish. And my goal has always been to have a burger and a beer with my husband and be able to do fun things the next day. I don't want to be, you know, maybe I finished well, maybe I didn't try hard enough. But you're right. I do this because I believe in the lifestyle. I believe in the cross training. I enjoy my training. I don't enter many races, and I know people will be surprised to hear this. I enter 2 or 3 races a year, and maybe the third one is Worlds, and because I qualify. But I don't tax my life with races. They take a lot out of me emotionally because I'm a type A, so I need to keep that under control. But I love my training. I love being out there biking, swimming, and running, and doing everything that needs to be done to be, you know, in good shape and feel good. And no, I don't, you know, the only time I care about the time was the year we had the fundraiser for diabetes, that I promised that if I broke the 12 hours in a full Ironman, that I would get all these donations. And we raised $15,000 for that race. I not only broke the 12 hours, I did an 11:26 on the hilliest course in the world, which is Lake Placid. I broke the course record in my age group by about 12 minutes. And I said, wow, you know, and then I qualified for Kona, which was not even in my radar. And that's another funny story. You know, I started doing these things without anything in particular. And it became a snowball effect. You know, I entered to have a burger and a beer, and for my 50th birthday, I wanted to reward myself with an Ironman, and I did well, and I thought, well, you know, why don't I just try to qualify for Kona? I had no idea how difficult it was and how many people wanted to do this, and so I went on and tried to qualify for Kona, and I did the first year I tried, and then I thought, gee, you know, I want to do better in Kona. It just becomes like a snowball effect, but I'm proud to say that I finished to this day 7 full Ironmans. I've won a half and a full in different parts of the world right now. I've traveled and I've enjoyed myself. And I can say that the full distance is very taxing on my body. And I think that I'm gonna put that book away and I'm just gonna concentrate on the half Ironman, which is 70.3, where I think that 5 hours for me is more manageable. Time-wise and nutrition-wise.
Okay, well, let's take a break. I'm with my sister, Chrissy Gonzalez. We'll be right back after the break.